Dr. Patricia Knoll is a counselor who's been working with people for decades. She's also a drug addiction specialist, and she's an acupuncturist. In addition, she's an author of the book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. If you listen to this each week and you buy her book, you too can proudly be good with me. All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete. I got Kathy on the board. You know what that sounder means. It's now time for Good With Me with Dr. Patricia Knoll. Again, it's from the book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to the Real Happiness from the Inside Out. We've been going through the book with her, but first things first, Dr. Knoll, you won an award for this book, did you not?
Well, I was just featured as a rising all-star author last week in California with people from all around the world, Australia, Norway, Canada, and...
You go, girl.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Yes.
All right, let's get right into the book. And we're doing an overview of the whole book, chapter by chapter. Then what we're going to do is when we finish doing the just brief overview, we're going to really drill down over the next year to get through this whole book so you really can be good with me. All right, so now we were up to part three of the book, Coming Out of My Box. Talk to me about what that means.
Well, first of all, it means being uncomfortable. So, because what it means is changing a lot of the negative habits. You know, up to now we've been talking about them and kind of identifying what they are. But now it's really about changing them and starting to do something that most of us never do, celebrating who we are.
Wow. Okay, actually celebrating who we are.
Yes.
Loving who we are. Being comfortable in our own skin, which requires first, like you said, that level of uncomfort to get to that comfort, right?
Yes, because anything that is not familiar behavior or thinking is not comfortable.
It's frightening.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
Scary as all get out.
But again, if we're not ready to stop being a little frightened, we're never going to get to the point where we're going to be comfortable with ourselves.
Correct.
So we have to get that way. So we can, getting out of the box, that process of beginning, because we said at the beginning, we wind up in our box. And the instructions on how to get out of the box are written on the outside of the box. Okay, so how do we do that? Well, the chapter 26, what a difference a thought makes. Talk to me about that, because I know we've talked so much about that stinking thinking mentality.
Well, thinking makes all the difference in the world. You know, if we're doing negative thinking negative thoughts about ourselves, then we feel bad about who we are and we act that out. So now we're going to get to see what a difference a positive thought makes as opposed to the negative thinking that we've been doing. So what we're going to be doing is learning how to repetitively practice positive thinking to see that that actually makes a huge difference.
And again, that's a process. You can't get frustrated if you can't get that done overnight. You're going to work through it. You're going to help them. The book is going to help them. If you've been stinking thinking for a really long time, breaking that pattern takes time. And now you've got to keep reinforcing and giving yourself positive affirmation and getting it from you and from the book. Because again, it's not going to just happen all at once.
It doesn't happen all at once. This is a lesson in patience.
Yeah.
To be really good with ourselves.
It is, and it's a process. And again,
right.
We have to be not only patient with ourselves, but we have to be understanding of the days we do fall back a little bit. Okay, let me get back up on the horse. Let me get back to the positive thinking. I know it was working. I know it was making me feel good. It's okay I messed up today. Let me get back on track. And if you give yourself that kind of a break, it does go faster, right? It does help.
It does, because mess-ups aren't mess-ups. They're just learning how to do it better if we pay attention to them.
I promised God I wasn't going to do something anymore. I won't get into the details. And I did it again.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, he looked at me and said, hello. And I said, okay, but I'm getting better, right? It took longer this time before I was bad again.
Right. I always say when we're learning a new behavior, at first, we don't catch ourselves before we do it. We've already done it. And afterwards, we say, oh, my gosh, I did that again. Just what you just said, right?
Right.
However, that's progress. That's learning, because before you wouldn't have even caught it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. See, God, that was progress I was doing there. Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
Tell me some tangible ways. You mentioned celebrating yourself, celebrating me. How do we do that? How do we celebrate me?
Start thinking different thoughts about me.
Wow.
The thinking has to change. You know, instead of saying, oh, that was stupid, or I'm so dumb, or they're so much smarter than I am, I can't believe I did that, what's going on with me, and victimizing ourselves with our own thinking, because we're the ones that make ourselves feel bad about who we are. So now we have to catch that thinking and then change it and say, wait a minute, stop, take a breath, and just think of your positive word. I want everyone to think of something positive about themselves.
Wow, that's great. Have okay? a positive word.
Positive word. Have it ready. Because when you're all caught up in saying, I'm an idiot and I'm dumb and I'm stupid, it's really difficult to think of that one positive word. So if you have it ready, put it on a post-it note, put it on your steering wheel, your desk, wherever, and, oh, wait a minute, I have my positive word. It's beautiful, or I'm great, or I'm intelligent, or I just love me.
Can silly be a positive word?
I'm silly.
There you go.
Sure.
See, there it is. I'm silly, people. So positive up. That's chapter 28. You got to start positiving up. You got to start that process of turning it around and start being really positive, right?
That's right.
Wow. But that can't happen. Again, you make that positive word. You start the process. You start to believe in yourself. You start to say to yourself, I'm going to consciously alter my thinking. I'm not going to keep thinking negative. And when I do, I can stop myself. Look, I caught it. And now I'll get back on track again. Well, that's part of being positive up, isn't it?
That's right. Because you have to stop thinking that you have flaws and character defects and all of those things that we've been taught. We don't have those things. That's part of positing up. We're good.
Exactly. What we always saw as a defect is just a quirky part of our personality. And what we saw as a defect is really just something that someone else said was wrong with us. And then we took it and we made it our own. And we started to believe it. We started to buy into it. And all of a sudden, we're living that way. We're living in this supposed defect instead of living in our assets and what God actually gave us.
Yeah. And what are we not liking about ourselves? We aren't liking about ourselves what someone else didn't like about themselves. So therefore, they didn't like it about us. But we took it on and owned it.
Wow. You guys hear that? That just makes so much sense. But it's something we all do, and you don't want to deal with that. Nobody wants to deal with what you just said, Dr. Noel. They don't want to hear that. But when they do, they're like, oh my goodness, she's right.
That's right. It doesn't even belong to us.
No, somebody else said it, and now we made it our own. Someone else labeled us or criticized us or picked on us, and then we actually believe it to be true and make it ours.
That's right. And now we go through life with it feeling miserable and unhappy, and what's wrong with me? Why aren't I good enough like everyone else? And there's no way to positive up with that until we say, wait a minute, this isn't mine. It doesn't belong to me. I'm not going to own it any longer.
And fling it right off.
Get rid of
it. Just get it off, like a clothes or whatever, like something you don't like anymore. Just get rid of it. So again, with all this, though, you mentioned this before, it does take some practice. Practice makes us better. We got to work at this.
Practice makes better. And I'm so glad to hear you say that, Pete, because we're so conditioned to believe that practice makes perfect.
Right.
So we're all going around trying to be perfect, and it isn't happening. Therefore, that feeds into I'm not good enough because I'm not perfect. I'm practicing and I'm not perfect. Instead of when I practice, I get better and better and better.
Okay, I had to actually stop after I said the word makes, because that's what you automatically want to say. Practice makes. You automatically want to say perfect. I had to stop myself and say the word better.
Yes, that's right, because it's so ingrained in us.
Yeah, it is. It's right. Absolutely great. It's the automatic of what you say, okay? But practice makes perfect. It's unachievable, and it's ridiculous to go after that kind of notion.
That's right. And when it's unachievable, and I look around and I think, well, they do it. Everybody else has got it. I don't have it. I'm the only one who doesn't become perfect when I practice, but I think everyone else does. So I kind of single myself out, and I victimize myself by saying that about myself. And then I blame everybody else for it.
Wow. So practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes better. Okay, I want you guys to say that a couple of times. I want you to go look in the mirror and say that to yourself. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes better. And that's what you hope to achieve. That's all we can do is just try to get a little bit better each day. Keep working at it. And just say, okay, today I'm going to get a little bit better than I was yesterday. And so on and so on and so on.
Yes, just practice esteeming yourself.
Wow. I mean, just think about that notion. Do we guys do that? No, you got to do it, though. Wow.
So, and here's what can I assign homework this
week? Yes, absolutely.
Show? Let's do it right now.
Sign it right now.
Okay.
Get out a half a sheet of loose leaf, everybody. It's time for homework.
Right. Because here's what I want everyone to do is start making a list of things that are esteemable about you. Self-esteeming words. And I'll give you some tips. Self-prideful, self-admiring, self-approving. Mm-hmm. I don't need your approval, right? Self-important, self-loving. And you've got the idea. Self-esteeming, the words start with self.
Self.
Not other.
So stop making a list of some self-esteeming words about you, things about you that are esteeming to you, from you, and not from anybody else. That's the homework, okay? And start to think of what your positive word is. What's your positive word? That's going to help you to make your list, right? That's going to help you. That
That's
positive
right.
word will help you make your list of esteemable things about yourself.
Yes, and it will help you start out your day if you just use your positive word in the morning about yourself when you wake up.
There you go.
What's my positive word about myself?
I'm going to get up tomorrow, Pete. You're silly, and you know it. And you're going to be like, yeah, that's all right. That's right. And I'm going to embrace my silly. And no one else gave me that label. I am silly, and that's esteemable about me.
Yes, because
there you, go.
You can love your silliness.
I love my silliness. Not everybody else loves it, but I love it.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. That's right.
It doesn't matter that no one else loves it.
That's exactly right.
You love it.
That's exactly right. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to keep talking about it. Again, we're in part three of the book, Good With Me, with Dr. Patricia Noel, about how to come out of the box. Again, we wound up in our box. We don't know how we got there. We were unhappy. We had problems. We were trying to find the new normal. We're the great pretenders. All the things we talked about when you're in the box. Now, again, what a difference a thought makes. Celebrate me. Positive up and practice makes better. We come back. We're going to continue to talk about this with Dr. Patricia. Should know. Again, the book is Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. Go to goodwithme.com and order your copy. Get one for a friend, too. So together, you can be good with me together. How do you like that? We'll be right back. I love you and I love Jesus. Imagine your hair flowing in the breeze as you're cruising down the road, totally free in your pre-owned Harley-Davidson. The dream suddenly dies, though, because you've got bad credit, right? Wrong. It's time to get free at Freedom Cycles, the best pre-loved motorcycle dealership on the planet. We specialize in financing everyone. We don't care about your credit. If you got a job, you got a bike, or even a scooter if you just want to start small and work your way up. Stop by our showroom at 7000 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park and see for yourself. Each bike comes with a free 30-day warranty. We even got a motorcycle endorsement class that costs $250, but if you mention WTIS, it's free.
What?
At Freedom Cycles, we're known for quality, integrity, and honesty. Visit our website, 727cycles.com. That's 727cycles.com to see all of our inventory. Like us on Facebook or give us a call, 727-827-7999. That's 727-827-7999. Freedom is right around the corner for anyone who wants a pre-owned motorcycle at Freedom Cycles. Patricia Noel, you're on a mission to help everybody be good with me. What does that mean?
That means I'm redefining self-esteem so everyone can feel good about who they are.
And how do you do that?
I do that with individual and group counseling, with a webinar, with online courses, and also with the book, Good With Me.
We got to get people to understand, to actually pay attention to the fact that they're actually thinking bad thoughts, right?
That's right. Most people are thinking negatively about themselves and they don't even know it. So it's just running their lives.
So once you get them to notice that in counseling, then you can get them to learn how to
see what they're thinking and then change it
and learn how to have fun doing it, right?
Absolutely. It's all about the fun.
You can practice being good with me, and if you want to be good with me, then I want you to call Patricia Noel at 727-424-1270. Again, that's 727-424-1270, or
go to goodwithme.com.
For the best landscaping and lawn care, call Dave Smith at Smith & Sons Landscaping in Clearwater. Licensed and insured, Smith & Sons have been servicing Pinellas County for over 20 years. Family-owned and operated, there is no job that's too big or too small. For a free estimate on beautiful landscaping, hedges, bush trimming, or tree trimming, call Smith & Sons at 727-480-2600 or visit their website at sslawns.com. All our work is guaranteed. Call 727-480-2600. Call today.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks so much. You're here on the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete. I got Kathy with me. We're in the middle of our Wednesday usual time with Dr. Patricia Knoll. The book is called Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. She's a counselor. She's a drug addiction specialist. She's an acupuncturist. And this book is just taking off because people are falling in love with it because of the simple approach to really finding happiness, to be good with yourself, to finally be happy, to come outside of the box that we all put ourselves in. That's what we're talking about here in today's show is we all put ourselves, we trap ourselves in a box, and then we try to be escape artists, and we try to get out of it, and we care what everybody else thinks, and not about what we think. We get to stinking thinking, and we start getting into that loop. I keep using that, Doc. With everybody, I say, my Doc Noel told me, you get into a loop now, get off that loop, okay? So now we're talking about coming out of the box. The next thing I want to talk about is, okay, we just said practice makes better, which I love that. That is so, you ought to make t-shirts with that. Practice makes, and cross out the perfect and put better.
Better.
Yeah, I think so.
I like that also. For sure.
And I'm in on a piece on that when you start selling those. All right, that was my idea. Write that down, Kath. Write that down. The next one, deliberate intention practice makes better faster.
That's right.
That's not going to sound as good on the t-shirt, I'm just saying.
No, I wouldn't put that on the t-shirt.
Okay, talk to me.
It says more than that. It's getting what you want with greater speed and maximum efficiency. So it and what I used as an analogy for this is like Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods weren't born great athletes. So, and yet they are great athletes. So what makes them stand out apart from just a golfer or a basketball player? And it's the fact that they practice, however they practice differently than most of us do. They practice with deliberate intention. And what I mean by that is they actually visualize and see what they want to happen happening in their mind's eye as they do it. So in this case, when we're talking about getting good with me, it's just seeing yourself feeling good about who you are and how that feels.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And you take that on and you own that and you become that.
Let me see. Can I take that analogy one step further? So you say they're deliberate about it. So it, even more so, let's say for Tiger Woods' case, all right, he's really good at the long drive, so he doesn't have to, but his chip shots are not good. So he's got to put extra deliberate practice on the chip shots so that he can get better, right?
That's right.
And
exactly.
It's the same thing with us in our world, in our emotions, in our thinking. All right, so if you're really bad at being positive, okay, you got to be more deliberate in the practice of it, right?
Perfect. You've got it.
Hey, look at that. Is there a flag anywhere we could put out or something? Holy cow. So again, deliberate, intentional practice makes things be better faster and makes you get the confidence you need to start really to keep the self-examining going, to keep the improving of yourself, to keep being more positive and change that thinking process and start really loving yourself and being good with me.
Yeah, it helps you take ownership of liking who you are and loving who you are deep down in your heart of hearts. Where you own it totally.
And again, going back to the analogy, when Michael Jordan first got into the NBA, he was not a good jump shooter. He could dunk the ball really good, but he wasn't a good jump shooter. But later on in his career, that was what he did. He was really good at that. Okay, so he kept reinventing himself to grow and be stronger and to do more and to keep being deliberate in his practice to keep adding to what he was as a ball player.
That's right. And you talked earlier about if we make a mistake, just keep on going. And Michael Jordan admits that he made lots of mistakes. However, he didn't ever stop practicing with deliberate intention.
Wow. This is great stuff. All right, repetition works. What do we mean by that in the book? That's chapter 31, repetition works.
It does work. You know, I was in advertising for a number of years before I changed careers and started doing what I'm doing today. And one of the things that I know is that people have to see something at least 3 times for it to even start to stick, so that they even recognize that it's there. And the more that we see it, and the more that we see it, the more that we see it, it becomes a common everyday name like Coke and Xerox and some words
Patricia
like that.
Patricia Knoll.
Yeah, Patricia Knoll, for sure.
Good with me.
Right. And so it's the same way with what we're doing here. We're learning some new words. We're learning a new language. We're putting together something that we've not seen before. And so we have to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and be repetitive in order for it to start sticking.
You know, when you have a bad habit, it takes time to break it. When you're now trying to then establish a good habit to replace it again, it takes time to do it. So if we're not being really conscious about it, if we're not being repetitive, if we're not practicing it, no, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. So it does matter to be repetitious, to say, okay, I'm going to start a, I'm going to make a rhythm for myself to really work at it, to really be positive, to change my mindset.
Yes, and what do a lot of us do with something that we just kind of do over and over and over? We get bored with it. Instead of saying, wow, this is getting me somewhere, this is doing something for me, this is change, this is working. Every good advertising agency knows that we have to do things over and over and over again.
No doubt about it. All right, the next one is the measures of success. What do we mean by that?
Well, like in sports, as we were just talking about sports and basketball and golf, we don't have a scorecard. We have nothing to say, oh, I have 5 points here and 6 points there or whatever the goal is. So we have to have a different way of measuring our success. And the way that we measure our success is by the way that we feel internally. How do we feel about ourselves? How do we feel about others? How do we feel about life? Are we that negative grump going around all day, oh, life is awful and poor me? Or are we starting to see a change and, oh, I feel a little better today. I like me a little more today. I like you a little more today. Life is starting to change for me. And that's our measure of success. It isn't going to come in keeping score 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But the whole world teaches us to keep score about everything. Everything is a competition. Everything is, what did you do? How many points did you get? What did you do? So again, we've got to retrain our mindset to see what the real measures of success are.
That's right. And it isn't about a number on a scoreboard.
No, it is not. And it's, again, it's about how we feel, how we're changing, how we're working on ourselves, how we're becoming more positive with ourselves and our environment and everybody around us, how we're looking at things in a different perspective, maybe understanding somebody a little bit more, maybe just being more cheerful and upbeat. And now those are the ways you can say, hey, look at this. I can show, I can measure it. I can see 6 weeks ago, I was a grump. Now 6 weeks later, I'm positive. I'm upbeat. I'm joyful. I'm hopeful.
That's right. We use our feelings sort of like a weather barometer. You know, the feelings kind of tell us what's going on. And as the feelings start to change, we know something else is changing too, the way we're thinking.
Wow. Okay, the last chapter 33 in part 3 is called Word Power. Words have quite a lot of power, don't they?
They sure do. And boy, do we stop ourselves with our words. How often do we hear people say, I can't do that?
Mm-hmm.
And what does can't mean? Can't almost always translates into I won't do that.
And so we've already psyched ourselves out before we began.
That's right. We've already said we're a loser. Can't do it. Sorry. Don't expect anything from me. Do you see what we do to ourselves?
Yeah.
It's just that one word. What do we do with try?
Oh, with try. I'm going to try.
Try.
You know, we obey it the same way. We do it the same way. Try.
Right. And try is an avoidance word. Have you ever had your best friend say, would you help me move at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning? I'm moving all my house and my furniture and everything. And you say, oh, I'll try.
Yeah, that's a way to say I'm not going. Right.
I'm not going, but I don't want to tell you I'm not going because I still want you to like me and approve of me and think I'm an okay friend. So by then I can come up with a good excuse why I tried and it didn't work and I couldn't do it and you'll still like me and approve of me.
So there you go. That's what word power is all about. We're gonna, when we get to that chapter later on, we go drill that down. Well, there's going to be a lot there for that chapter.
There are.
I know it for sure.
For sure.
All right, again, tonight's homework, boys and girls, is to make a list of the things that are esteemable about you. And then you're also supposed to find your positive word, your one positive affirmation word that you can put on your mantle. You can put it on your mirror. You can put it all around and check it out. And then I also want you to go with goodwithme.com and get the book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out by Dr. Patricia Knoll. Dr. Knoll, thanks so much. I learned so much from you each week. You're just absolutely phenomenal. I just love what you're doing. It's changing my life. It really is. I really appreciate you for that. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We'll have you here next week again. All right, we're taking a break. A house call with Dr. Tracy Lenhardt, who I see right here in front of me on the other side of the mirror waving at me. Yeah, she's here. We'll be right back. Remember, y'all, I love you. I can't do y'all. Use guys. I love you and I love Jesus.